this is the perfect time to launch some actual banter merch.
I'm hearing a whole lot of shit.
Rather her than me.
You know, every single time, it's not good enough.
Terrible merch. No more.
No.
Just the logo.
I'm more a words guy.
Less is more.
It's next to impossible.
Kitsch.
You know, it's excellence or nothing here.
I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking you guys to smash the like button. I will do the rest. And if, of course, you want to join the community, just subscribe to the channel. It really does help us a lot when we get subscribers.
A brand is a result. It's a customer's gut feeling about a product, a service, or a company.
Crypto has quite a bad rap when it comes to branding.
I don't know what the situation was of merch before I arrived at Banter. I do know that it was difficult to get anything done. And now I understand that's because Ran has a very specific style of fashion.
I think he has some questionable t-shirts.
And for anyone to get anything approved by Ran is next to impossible.
No. I'm hearing a whole lot of shit.
Don't even bring it.
When I joined Banter, I saw an opportunity when we launched Gummy. To do some gummy merch. So I went ahead and I did that. I actually did it behind Ran's back. And then one day I got a message from Ran and it was like a link to the website and he was like, is this us? And I thought, oh my goodness, this is the day I get fired. but luckily, he thought he was great, and he gave me the all clear to go ahead. So that was kind of my first exposure to doing merch for Banter. This is the perfect time to launch some actual Banter merch.
So the question of merch is a touchy subject, as you've probably gathered, right, from speaking to everybody else. Here's my problem with merch. I've seen a lot of merch in my life. And I realize that what people, when you give them merch, it costs the company a lot of money. And then it lands up being used to wash the car or at the gym. And so for me, like, you want good merch. It should be merch that you want to be wearing even when you go out to a social event. And you should be proud to wear it at a social event. That's good merch, right? Otherwise, we get so excited about it. We make the merch and basically people use it in the gym or use it to clean their cars. I've seen it a million times. You've seen it a million times too, right?
What's that t-shirt about? What does that cap actually mean?
Terrible merch. No more. I don't like it. Kitsch. But I can see the potential. I know everyone loves this, but I cannot stand it. Like, I hate this one. And Ran is so emotionally attached to it, it's unbelievable.
She's taking it out of context, okay? She really is taking it out of context. About 2 years ago, I made merch at the time where we had black shirts and then we had like Satoshi, and this was for a Bitcoin conference, and we had the Satoshi cutout. That merch was such a hit. I walked around the Bitcoin conference. People were asking me, please, can I get a shirt? Please, can I get a shirt? Someone offered me like one Bitcoin for my shirt. And Kaelin says it's bad merch.
We've been wanting to do this for a while, and I cannot tell you how many designs we've put through Ran.
Have you seen the crap that they've presented to me? Like, some of it is so bad. Like, there are a lot of people in this company that have a lot of talents, but their talent is not actually making merch. And to be honest, I actually haven't seen like really good merch. I've seen other people do good merch. Like if you look at Joe McCann, he made those higher shirts, the ones that he made. Those are good. If you look at Raoul Paul's Banana Zone merch, that's good merch.
Ooh, I do love Raoul Paul's little banana. I'm not going to lie. I think that is community merch. Raoul Paul, he has this hoodie and there's like a little banana on it. I think like it's embroidered. And I think it's just so like, it's so understated. And it's like, if you know, you'll know. But if you don't know, you'll just think it's a banana on a t-shirt. And like, smart.
That's good merch. Because you'd wear it in a social setting. Some of the merch that these guys have presented to me. In fact, have a look here. Just a look.
it's very difficult to get a thumbnail past that guy. But to get something that's going to live on forever past him, rather her than me.
What's the rush?
You know, every single time, it's not good enough. You know, it's excellence or nothing here.
If you carry on the way you carry on, you're going to fail.
Julieta did make a great t-shirt yesterday, and it said, Ran won't sign off any of my merch, so here's your damn merch. And I think it's brilliant. I think everyone here would wear it, except for Ran, and that's the problem. Another piece that won't ever get approved.
Honestly, I didn't see them. She's probably sent me 800,000 designs of merch. Not great. You know, I applaud her for carrying on trying, because if I were her, I would have stopped trying ages ago and I would have just thrown the merch into my face and said, fuck you, I'm not doing merch anymore, but she keeps trying. That's actually why I love her.
I think you need some explosive merch and fancy merch, others maybe more simple, just a logo. Me personally, I would like to have something very simple and just a subtle CryptoVander logo in the shirt.
Quirky. But yeah, simple. You can't go wrong. Simple. Straightforward. Nothing fancy, nothing cryptic. And then, yeah.
I just like stuff for. Because I like it. I've never been a fashion freak.
I'm more a words guy. Like words need to really catch my eye and resonate. I say I'm a bit of both. If it's a logo that really catches my eye and sticks in my mind, I'd say it's done its job.
Oh no, I can't talk about merch. It's not my department.
Less is more. Less is more. Merch is a less is more thing. It really depends where you wanna make your statement, right? Like, did you guys look at these? What? Super simple, super clean.
Who is it?
This is from Gemini, one of the new exchanges. they have this Mars Safari campaign because they're saying one day when you're on Mars, you're not going to be paying in dollars for anything, you'll be paying crypto.
Who made it?
It's quite nice, the actual like shirt material.
Yeah, it's a nice actual shirt, but it's like proper heavy.
It's for this new, they had a brand new relaunch basically. So even that very complex thing they're trying to get across in a very simple way, so yeah, less is more.
Just a small logo, that's all I want. That's it. Black t-shirt, white logo, that.
What would you wear? What would you wear?
I wear black all the time.
Black, okay, so yes. we off to a good start, so yes. Black. And then, like, would it have a logo, would it have like a tagline?
Tagline, ooh, in a wrap, I know we can do it.
Arabic.
Yeah.
But that's so different. So another language.
Yeah, probably. I think it's cool. It's very global, international.
Okay.
It's something non-English.
So non-English.
I guess the key is the good quality, right? So you don't want to wear something that you can just wash and let it come in.
That's it.
As long as it's a good quality and as long as it's pleasant to touch.
I don't know, I feel like if there's too much going on in the shirt, it's a little bit of something that I wouldn't wear. It needs to be subtle, but powerful at the same time, if that makes sense.
So we've just been going back and forth. For months and months and months.
So I asked them, I said I need them before Monday, before I go back to the UK. And they did them so quickly, and they did it in maybe 1 or 2 days, and that's it. And they're definitely merch specific. And you see the Banter logos on the F1 car as well. It's Williams.
Have something for you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. You were asking about the logos. I can open that for you. So you asked about the logos on the F1 car.
Oh, yeah.
That's my answer if you think. You may not be able to put it out, but just...
Let me finish, Ran.
Yeah. hope you like it.
And this is now my mug. This is my mug, people. Michael, say that. Interrupt him, should let me finish one. Honestly, would you wear this shirt socially? Be honest.
You air my six pack or lack thereof. As they say in Afrikaans, dan gaan dat kakje. Okay, wait, there's more. You see, people. Now we're talking about merch. Pa! Okay. It's not over yet, people.
Oh, Pepe.
Oh, Pepe. Oh! And that's merch. Huh? 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 Is that merch or is that merch? Okay. Merch!
Hello. Okay, Janesh has been spending like months on this and you like
merch, people.
Put circles on a t-shirt and...
Well, I've probably lost my job.
Well, it's the first thing I would wear, actually.
Good work, right?
Yeah. It works.
You see? It's not a big power, right? Finally,
we have merch. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why are you in black and white, man? Look at this merch. Hey, but let me show it to you in color. Look at this merch. Look.
What's he doing?
It's a dog with a hat. Oh, fun.
She likes the banana one.
She likes the banana one.
She likes the banana one, not the dog with a hat.
Order started, $500 a shirt.
Order started.
Yeah, you know, it's fair enough. I think if you're going on, you know, business money, you know.
The brands are good as well. Everything's good. We finally got merch, bro. Long time coming.
Where do I see Banter merch going? We will have the coolest merch in the world. I just have to find the right person to do it. I kind of know who the wrong people are. Theo knows nothing about merch. I can tell you that much. Yeah, nothing about merch. Julieta tries really hard. Yeah. Kaylin, amazing at thumbnails. Amazing at like flower photography. Merch. Not so much. There's a new guy, Bruno. We haven't put him to the test yet. Apparently, like, quite smart and shit. We'll see. I mean, still waiting to see his merch. Yeah. Hala, we had a dressing competition last year. You saw the outcome of that. So he's not so good at merch.